humans began farming in earnest about 12,000 years ago. Scientists say this early farming took place in the Fertile Crescent. That's a vast region in the Middle East, stretching from the Persian Gulf to the Mediterranean Sea. This week, archaeologists digging in the foothills of Iran's Zagros Mountains say they've uncovered one of the earliest farming communities found to date. They're getting a rare picture of one of the first human experiments with agriculture. Here's NPR's Ritu Chatterjee.
The Zagros Mountains run along the border between Iran and Iraq, and for decades they've been closed to researchers. But in 2009, a team of archaeologists from Iran and Germany began excavating in the foothills close to Iraq.
It's a fairly exotic place, very semi-arid, rugged countryside.
That's Nicholas Connard of the University of Tübingen. He says he and his colleagues began to dig through a gentle mound about 8 meters high. Before long, they'd hit pay dirt. The sediments in the mound were rich with artifacts, some going back 12,000 years.
Sculpted clay objects, clay cones, depictions of animals and humans.
There were stone tools too, including mortars and pestles, some clearly used for grinding food. Then there were seeds and grains, hundreds of them, charred but otherwise intact and well-preserved.
They look like the lentils that you buy at the store or, you know, pieces of wheat or barley that you might have seen.
Now, Connard is no botanist. He specializes in stone tools. So to double check, he sent the samples of the plant materials to a colleague back at his university in Germany. Simona Riehl is an archaeobotanist.
That was a fantastic feeling when I first get these plant remains under the microscope, because we usually do not have that many plant remains from these early sites. So that was really great to work with that material.
The sample spanned a period of 2,000 years. Riehl soon confirmed that in the beginning, the farmers were growing lentils, barley, peas, and a range of other crops.
They were basically cultivating what we consider as the progenitors of our modern crops.
In other words, these were not domesticated plants. This ancient community was simply taking seeds and plants from the wild and growing them in fields. They hadn't started breeding crops yet and selecting varieties for yield and other desirable qualities.
We do not have a very clear evidence that it was very conscious in the beginning.
But 2,000 years later, they had clearly started breeding emmer wheat, so that the ears were stronger and made harvesting a lot easier. Riehl's findings, which are published in the latest issue of the journal Science, give a rare close-up picture of the early evolution of farming. Melinda Zida is a curator of Old World Archaeology at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C.
It's allowing us to push back our picture of early agriculture to these very, very initial stages when people are beginning to play around with plants and their environment.
Zida says the findings change our understanding of where people first started farming. Until now, she says scientists had thought agriculture began in the western parts of the Fertile Crescent. This new find is far to the east.
It really forces us to broaden our viewpoint on early agriculture to include this vast region of the whole Fertile Crescent.
She says the findings confirm that rather than starting in one place and spreading, farming began with many different communities experimenting with agriculture around the same time. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.